When the Edmund Fitzgerald sank in Lake Superior, 29 people lost their lives. To this day, it's considered the largest shipwreck on the Great Lakes. WPR's Bridget Bowden brings us a story about a children's book about the Fitz and the author who wrote it.
In the book, Ellie's Pursuit of the Mighty Fitz, we meet a curious young girl who's about to embark on an educational journey at a Midwestern maritime museum. It begins in Ellie's fifth grade class in Superior, Wisconsin, where students are about to leave for spring break. The students are discussing their trips and what they plan to bring back, and Ellie is feeling disappointed.
I'm not going on a trip for spring break. I don't know what I should bring for show and tell.
That night, Ellie's grandma, Gigi, comes to visit her at home. She tells Ellie the story of the SS Edmund Fitzgerald. As Ellie thinks about the mighty freighter that sank in Lake Superior, she gets an idea.
I know what I want to do for spring break, Ellie said, sitting up sharply. Can we go to the Shipwreck Museum?
Together, Ellie and Gigi travel from Superior to the Great Lakes Shipwreck Museum in Whitefish Point, Michigan. Along the way, they meet a cast of characters who teach them about the legends of the lakes, the tragedy of the Fitz, and about grief. Ellie's pursuit of the mighty Fitz is a tribute to the people who died that night in 1975. And it's also a memorial to the author who wrote it. Mackenzie Lee Williams of Superior passed away in a motorcycle crash at the age of 23. Her mom, Missy Green, says it was her dream to be a writer.
She was amazing. She did everything. Whatever she touched turned to gold.
Green says Williams first got the idea to write Ellie's Pursuit of the Mighty Fitz when she was working in a bookstore.
And people would come in this particular bookstore and ask for books about the Edmund Fitzgerald. Or children's books about the Edmund Fitzgerald. And there weren't any. And that's what sparked the idea.
To research the book, Williams took the same journey that Ellie takes from Superior to the Shipwreck Museum. When she died, she left behind the unpublished manuscript. Green worked for months to turn it into a real book. She says the process was bittersweet, but healing.
It's amazing because it's out there. I keep going to Amazon every day and just looking at it because it's there. Even though I have the book in my house and several copies, it's there. It's out there.
Green says even though the book is written for elementary schoolers, it tackles tough subjects like tragedy and grief. At the end, there's a memorial page that lists the name of every man who went down with the Fitz, including the 8 from Wisconsin.
The kids, they need to know about certain things, and it's a cute little story. They're going to remember it. They're going to learn about it.
Throughout the story, Ellie carries a compass that belonged to her late grandfather. At the Shipwreck Museum, she holds the compass up to the Fitzgerald's shiny brass bell. It was recovered from the wreck site in 1995 and serves as a memorial for the families.
At that moment, Ellie realized that the bell and the compass were one and the same, a symbol of loss but also a tool of guidance, a memory. Ellie pressed the compass to her chest, thanking her grandfather for leaving her something to remember him by and carry with her.
At the end of the book, it's Ellie's turn for show and tell at school. She holds a snow globe from the Shipwreck Museum and takes a deep breath.
She thought of what it might have been like for the crew on the ship that night. She thought of how scary it would have been and how brave they had to be to face the wrath of Lake Superior. Ellie had to be brave too.
Green hopes Ellie's story will be enjoyed by children in Wisconsin and beyond, honoring her daughter along with those lost on the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours?
WPR's Bridget Bowden brought us that story about Ellie's Pursuit of the Mighty Fitz and the author Mackenzie Lee Williams. Excerpts from the book were read by fourth grader Georgia Carlson. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.